You're probably using Pinterest wrong. I hate to break it to you. You won't even realize it. You're like, this is what everyone does. We just pin all those really yummy looking dinners, and that's all of our ideas. That's how we work, right? Well, you're using Pinterest as inspiration, but not a tool. And so that may be one of the reasons you're still struggling with the question, what's for dinner? So I know that is unrelenting, regardless of what part of motherhood you're in, how old your kids are, no matter what you're working on in your day, like complex or simple, the question of what's for dinner haunts everyone every day. So it doesn't have to, though. And I like to talk about this subject of meal planning and what's for dinner every now and then here on the podcast, because if that is a source of stress for you, doesn't need to be. The goal here today is that you will listen to this and you will have step one of how to make that question of what's for dinner not so stressful. My name is Julie Redmond, and this is the Mom Made Plans podcast. Here, we make mom life easier through practical strategies to get out of survival mode. Join me on this journey of intentional motherhood. Let's go. Real quick, before we jump in, I want to give someone a little shout out. So recently it was my birthday and I made a special offer to those on my email list. So a little side note, if you are not on the email list, you're missing out. Go to the show notes and sign up so you don't miss another opportunity, because those on the list were given a one day, like on my birthday, my gift to you all was my meal planning 101 course for free, for $0. So I wanted to just give something, and I know figuring out what's for dinner that we're going to talk about today is super stressful. And so I created this course to help you guys out and offered it out on my email list. And I wanted to give a shout out to Lauren. I see you if you're listening. Today, thank you so much. She was able to take advantage of this offer and get the meal planning course. And she wrote a super kind review on the podcast that I wanted to share with you guys. So she writes that it is short, practical, packs a punch. I'm so thankful to have found Julie's podcast. Her encouraging podcasts have been a blessing to my ears, heart, and home. From meal planning to decluttering, she covers it all. It's truly worth a listen. Thank you so much. That was so kind of you to share that. And I appreciate you guys. So if you haven't left a review yet, please do so. Maybe I'll give you a shout out here as well. And I just wanted to say thank you. It truly means a lot to me personally. That is the only feedback I get. So I really do appreciate it. And it helps other moms know that this podcast really is helpful, and that I love that you said practical and packs a punch, because that's the goal here. We are busy moms, and I just want to bring you some helpful tips and strategies and insights to make a shift and make your days easier and more intentional. So please continue to share these episodes with your friends when there's one that really speaks to you, or you have a mom friend that's like, yes, they need help with meal planning. Today would be a great day to share this episode. All right. Thanks again, Lauren. All right, it's been a hot minute since we've talked about dinners, meal planning, just the question that is unrelenting of what's for dinner. I include this in what we talk about here for intentional living because it's just something that doesn't escape us. Like, it's that one hang up, like no matter what we're working on and improving our like awareness and planning our time and parenting and all the different things we're trying to be better at in our life, what's for dinner just doesn't go away. Like, it's kind of like laundry and dishes. They're always there, but it's unrelenting. Like, you definitely never just catch up and like, oh, I don't need to do laundry at this exact moment. Like, yeah, you have to have dinner at this moment. So I like to share some practical tips of how we eliminate this, because it's really unnecessary, the amount of stress that the question what's for dinner causes us. It's, yeah, too much. So the goal here today is to give you step one of just feeling better about planning what's for dinner, regardless if you are a meal planner, meal prepper, fly by the seat of your pants, whatever's happening. This will help you feel better and to feel like you always have an idea of what you're going to have for dinner that night. And it's not a complete scramble and always like, oh, we're going to have to order out or go out or something. Let's start here with, usually it's in the morning. It's not even in the evening. That question comes up of like, what am I going to make for dinner? Now, our first reaction is, let's go on Pinterest and find a dinner idea. Okay, mistake number one in most cases is going to Pinterest to figure out what's for dinner because of the way we're using it. You go onto the app and maybe you have a board of dinner ideas and you're scrolling through and like there's so many, you're quickly getting overwhelmed or you're just trying to do random searches. You think you have chicken, so you're looking up chicken dinners or whatever it may be. You'll start to look and be like, oh, I don't have that ingredient or that seems too hard or oh, no one's going to eat that. Like you just end up wasting so much time getting sucked into the Pinterest hole of figuring out what's for dinner. It is not a quick go-to, let me check here and yep, that's what I'm going to have for dinner. Very rarely do you just open that up and be like, yep, point to the screen, that's what I want. And the reason is we're using it for inspiration, not a tool. So we need to use it more strategically as a tool to help make our lives easier. Because what you're doing is you're pinning things and you're combining the magical world where you will actually make this dish. You know, you've got some of those recipes that are like super complex, lots of ingredients. It's going to take at least an hour to cook in like multiple stages of cooking that you have to do. And it looks amazing. And you're like, yeah, someday I am going to make that. And so that pin is living in with quick spaghetti recipe pin. Like you've got the full gamut here of all the ranges of types of dinners you can do. And you've got plenty of these ideal scenarios that we imagine ourselves to be like, yes, we are the woman who cooks that type of meal. And that may not be the case right now, not in this season of life. Like maybe in a few months, maybe in a few years, maybe never, I don't know. But it's there and it's taking up space and living in this inspiration ideal land. So what we need to do is rein it in a little bit. If you want to pin those amazing dishes that you deep down know you are not going to make anytime soon, let's create like a separate board. Let's pull those out, get them out of the way. So we're not just looking at those again and beating ourselves up of like, oh, I can't do that. Like we need a clean slate here. Let's have a separate board or whatever that you make for dinners that you are actually going to make in the next week or so that are completely viable things that you would do, feel confident. Yes, I can get these ingredients. I feel confident I can make this dish. That is what we want to use on a day-to-day basis. That's the type of collection of recipes that we need. The ones we already know, for the most part, our family likes, or at least we like, the parents like and want to cook. And this is how we're going to create a go-to list of dinner options. So when the question comes up, whether it's internally you're asking yourself or everyone around is like asking at 5:30 p.m., what's for dinner? And instead of like complete panic, you will have a quick go-to list where you can see and in a few moments like point to like, okay, that's what we're having. That's the goal here, that we don't get trapped into the time suck of figuring it out only to realize we don't have those ingredients, all the things. There's a lot of components to this, but right now let me just focus on even just having the go-to list of dinners. These are things that you're usually going to be prepared and have things on hand. We look through and that you can use Pinterest as a tool to create this realistic go-to list. And then I'm going to recommend taking a step further. Like, you could end there. You could have your Pinterest board of go-to dinners. FYI, I have a go-to dinner board on my Pinterest. You can find the link in the show notes if you need some ideas. So you create this board of go-to lists so that you can always quickly go and you can always add on. You can take away if you make a meal and you're like, not so much. Wasn't a great hit. Or it stays on this board forever and months go by and you never make it. To have the little moment of like, you know what? I was being a little overly optimistic that I was actually going to make this meal. And even if it is simple, for some reason, I just never choose it. Go ahead and get it out of the list. Like, don't clog it up with things that you're not actively making. Okay, so you have this. I love the app, the AnyList app. This is not an ad, although, hey, if you're listening, hit me up. But this app is super helpful for like the full meal planning process. But one of the things that's so great and makes it easy is, so you've got your board on Pinterest, you've got the recipes. If you open it up, you have to open it in browser. Like, you hit, I think it's like the three dots, and you open it like through your internet versus just in the Pinterest app. And then you can set it up where you can link it to the AnyList app and it will import the recipe, the ingredient list, the instructions, like one tap, and it uploads everything into the app. So then you easily have the list of ingredients, directions, and you can create a list in there of your go-to meals and like easily add them to your meal plan, make your grocery list from there. Like, it's all in one place, super simple. Like, you're not having to, oh my goodness, like, food bloggers, love ya, but who's reading? Who is reading all of that? Like, does anyone? I mean, there's a reason they created that jump to recipe button. And if you don't have a jump to recipe button, I'm already a little annoyed. But like, having to scroll through all the things, all the stories and all the notes, like, if I want to reference it, fine. Can we just move the main recipe to the top? If somebody wants to dig in and like see all the story behind the recipe and how you do all the things and substitution ideas and all the details, if they want to look for that, if I have a question, I want to look for that, cool. I'll scroll down and find what I need. But can we just get to the point and have the recipe at the top, not the bottom? That would be amazing. Whoever's listening, anyone making these, please don't make us keep scrolling sideline. Like, that's so frustrating. So you don't have to deal with that in the app. Like, it's just straight shooting. Here's your ingredients. Here's the steps. You can customize it. If you're changing the recipe and you're not using a certain ingredient, just take that out. And then you don't even have to glance over that part anymore or read that part of the cooking instructions. Like, customize it to what works for you. So this is like all the amazing things. Shouting out again, AnyList app, super helpful. Or maybe you have a different app that you have found or system you want to use. Awesome. This is just the one that I found is really integrated and makes it super simple. But the goal here is that ideally you want to make a meal plan so that you know for sure what's coming up and that you have the ingredients you need. But you can't get anywhere until you have the basic list of dinners first. Like, step one is you need the dinner options that you will make. And I go more into this in details of literal step-by-step of how you go through meal planning and figuring out the method that works for you and your family and talking through this go-to dinners and more, all the way through grocery shopping, all the things, including the quick dinner formula of how to always have a fast dinner ready. So I have a ton of this for you. I went ahead and made a course, Meal Planning 101, because I know this is such a stressor for us. It's a really quick, to the point way to get this hashed out and know, like, okay, let me just sit down step by step. What am I going to do so that I can meal plan consistently and feel good about it and not stress about what's for dinner anymore? So if you want to check that out, mommadeplans.com/meal planning 101. So please look at this through a realistic lens of what you will make. You can start off by just thinking through what you've made recently, or if you've made meal plans, to go back through and see what you've been making. And that gives you the starter point of like, okay, we definitely have tacos a lot. We definitely have pasta. We do like chicken and potatoes, whatever. Like my house, there are rice bowls or ramen bowls all the time. Just think through what you're already making, and that starts your go-to list. And then just keep adding on. As you make things and you want to add that in, awesome. And if you have these other dishes that are more elaborate, or you make it and you're like, oh, it was good, but that was way too much effort to be on the regular basis, you can make that separate, like, fancy dinner board. Like, when I'm feeling really optimistic and I've got extra time, that's the dinner I'm going to make, like date night at home when the kids aren't there or something. You can still have those live somewhere. They just don't need to coexist with your day-to-day dinner options. So this may sound super simple, but literally just having a list of go-to meals will relieve so much stress when you're trying to figure out what's for dinner. You can just glance through and be like, yep, that one looks good. Let's do that one. And assigning the meals for the week, you're just picking as you go and figuring out like ingredients, what makes sense to go together. It's just the foundation piece that makes everything so much easier. So you're not going from scratch every single day for dinner of like, let me look through everything again to figure out what I want to make tonight. Go ahead and do the work one time to make a list that you can then do little adjustments as you go. But you have that core piece of, yes, I know what the go-to options are, and I'm not just drawing a blank, figuring out what to make for dinner tonight. So I encourage you guys to go ahead and start that go-to list, whether it's in the app or in your notes on your phone, paper on the fridge, whatever you want to do, go ahead and get started with this and just see how that one little step is going to make it so much better. Okay, your intentional step today is to make that go-to list of dinner ideas. Whether you look at Pinterest or not, just thinking through and just starting that go-to list so you can reference. And if you want to dive all the way in and just like, let's get this whole meal planning thing done, let's get this worked out so I don't have to think about this ever again, then head over to mommadeplans.com/mealplanning101, where I have the videos that lay it out step by step, give you all of the resources and some meal plans that will be sent to you, and all the strategies for meal planning in a way that actually works for you, not just giving you a meal plan list and be like, here you go, this is what you do, because it's got to be reflective of what you like to cook, what your family schedule is, and how it works. So this is why I always view everything through the self-awareness lens, so you actually come up with systems and schedules and meal plans that really work for you and things that you can feel good about and do consistently. So mommadeplans.com/mealplanning101.